At this time, I'd like to call to order the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of June 11th, 2018. The time is now 6:01. At this time, anyone will be allowed to speak on any matter other than personnel matters or matters under litigation for length of time not to exceed 3 minutes. No commission discussion or action may take place on a matter until such matter has been placed on the agenda and posted in accordance with law. Commissioner Rockmore, are you here?
No, I'm not.
Sorry, I wasn't on. Okay. So is there anybody who'd like to speak at this time yet?
No one has submitted any forms.
Thank you. Staff, are there any reports or announcements to be heard?
Craig, do we have any announcements today?
Oh, yes, I do. I'm sorry. Writing down notes. Two things. The rezoning on Mechanic Street for the 0.01 or 0.1 acres, 0.08 acres to be exact, was approved by City Council 2 weeks ago. And if you didn't figure out from the last meeting, Beth Jones is now our Public Works Director, so she will not be so involved with these meetings anymore. That's all I had.
So, are you our new engineer too?
Yeah, for the third time, I'm city engineer. So, it's on for now. So, we don't really have a plan in place. So.
Okay. Thank you. So, consideration. Pardon me? Anything else?
No, that is it.
Consideration to approve the minutes of the regular Planning and Zoning Commission meeting of May 14th, 2018. Is there a motion to approve?
Motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there any discussion or corrections to the minutes? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. New business, 5.1, consideration to approve preliminary plat of Bowie Place being all of a called 6.2149 acres recorded under County Clerk's file number RP 2016279476 of the official public records, real property of Harris County, Texas, situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The first plat on the agenda tonight is Bowie Place. It is a preliminary plat. The property is located on the is north of FM 2920, west of Calvert Road. It is located in the city's ETJ. One lot is being created, containing 6.2149 acres. This is the plat that was submitted. Staff recommends approval with the following contingencies: add adjacent tract information, remove unnecessary signature blocks, add required City of Tomball notes, update area accuracy, add contours and existing improvements, remove the setbacks, add survey markers, and correct typos.
Is that the report?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. Could you have a motion to approve with contingencies, please?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there any discussion, questions, et cetera? All right, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.2, consideration to approve final plat of Cannon's Place, 5.9922 acres, located in the J. Pruitt Survey, A629, Harris County, Texas, City of Tomball. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda tonight is Cannon's Place. It is a final plat. It is located on the northeast intersection of Main Street and Snook Lane. It is zoned commercial. One lot is being created with a total of 5.9922 acres. This is the plat that was submitted, and staff recommends approval with the following contingencies: pay the correct fees.
Okay. Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies, please?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockmore. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.3, consideration to approve replat of SRP GCAP Tomball Mob, a subdivision of 3.135 acres of land, being a replat of a portion of Outlots 166, 170, 174 of Tomball Townsite as recorded in Volume 2, page 65, Harris County map records located in the J.R. Pruitt Survey, A629, and William Hurd Survey, A378, City of Tomball, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda is SRP GGAP Tomball Mob. This is a replat. It is located on the southeast intersection of Michael Road and School Street. It is zoned agricultural. One lot is being created with a total of 3.135 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted, and staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add a 10-foot City of Tomball utility easement along School Street, provide Harris County tax certificates, show Humble Oil and Refining Company easement as outlined in the title report, update the area accuracy, add survey marker on the southeast property corner, and pay correct fees.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Rockamore. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.4, consideration to approve replat of Pecan House Subdivision, being 0.3979 of an acre in the William Hurd Survey, A371, Harris County, Texas, being a replat of a portion of Outlot 131, Tomball Townsite, 5-acre outlot tracts, a subdivision recorded in Volume 2 at page 65, map records, Harris County, Texas, being all of that called 0.399 of an acre recorded in Harris County Clerk File number RP2017-466-280, Official Public Records of Real Property, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda tonight is Pecan House Subdivision, which is a replat. It's located on the northwest intersection of Cherry Street and Cherry Laurel Drive. It is zoned single family 6. Three lots are being created with a total acreage of 0.3979 acres. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted. Staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add adjacent tract information, add right-of-way widths, remove preliminary stamp, add date, add owner contact information, provide tax certificates, provide title report, pay correct fees, and correct typos.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
Motion to approve with contingencies.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.5. Consideration to approve preliminary plat of PZ Subdivision, being a 1.0553 acre tract situated in the Joseph House Survey, abstract number 34 of Harris County, Texas, and being the same land described in deed recorded in clerk's file number RP2018113418 of the real property records of Harris County. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The next plat on the agenda tonight is PZ Subdivision, which is a preliminary plat. It's located on the southeast intersection of Quinn Road and Crescent Drive. It's zoned single family 20. One lot is being created with a total acreage of 1.0553. This is a copy of the plat that was submitted. and staff recommends with no contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there any discussion or questions? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 5.6, consideration to approve replat of Alexander Estates. This application has been removed from the agenda and pulled by the applicant, so move on. Yeah. Okay.
Ms. Chairman.
5.7.
Ms. Chairman, I'm going to recuse myself from 5.7.
Thank you. Consideration to approve replat of Grand Junction Section 1, a subdivision of 12.7068 acres situated in the Ralph Hubbard Survey, Abstract Number 383, City of Tomball, Harris County, Texas. Staff, could we have a report, please?
The final plat on the agenda tonight is Grand Junction Section 1, which is a replat. It's located on the south, is located southwest of Huffsmith Road and Lovett Street. It's zoned single family 6. Two blocks are being created with a total of 49 lots and three reserves. The total acreage is 12.7068. Here's a copy of the plat that was submitted. And staff recommends approval with the following contingencies. Add adjacent property information, provide updated title report, and update plat note 3 with the correct date. Provide tax certificates for one of the five properties that are included, and pay correct fees.
I do have one more contingency to add. The current owner of the property is needs to be changed to Tomball Grand Junction LLC.
Current owner must be changed to
Tomball Grand Junction LLC.
Tomball Grand Junction LLC. Thank you. Okay. Is there a motion to approve with contingencies?
I make the motion to approve contingencies.
Thank you. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Rockmore. Is there any questions or discussion? Seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Bless you. Yeah. Can't confirm.
Motion carries with 4 votes aye.
Okay. Please note that Commissioner Benson stepped out and abstained. Thank you. Would you note in the records that Mr. Benson has rejoined us? Consideration to approve zoning case P18-072, request by Renee Rodriguez of LJA Engineering Incorporated on behalf of Tomball 39 Partners, LLP, to amend Chapter 50, zoning of the Tomball Court of Ordinances by rezoning approximately 3 acres of land from the Commercial District and approximately 36 acres from the Agricultural District to the Single Family 6 District. The lots are legally described as tracts 198, 206, 202 and 206 Tomball Outlots and tracts 4L, 21, and 22 of the CNP lot survey, abstract 632, and are generally located on the south side of Tice Lane, west of Pine Meadows Subdivision, and the north side of Holdrath Road, west of South Cherry, within the city of Tomball, Texas. Staff, could we have a presentation, please?
Thank you. Okay, this is an image. It's showing the property outlined in red. It's located, it has access on both Tice Lane and Holdrath Road and runs parallel to the M121 West drainage ditch and the School Street right-of-way. This is an image of the subject site from Tice Lane, and this is a site from Holdrath. The site is undeveloped. We met with representatives of the applicant in April of this year to discuss the development of a single-family residential subdivision. I think it's also important to note that actually about exactly a year ago, we met about the same property along with 63 other acres for a total of 102 acres for a rezoning to single-family six, and it was approved at Planning Zoning Commission and on first reading at City Council. However, the applicant last year pulled before the second reading. As mentioned, the property is currently zoned agricultural with about 3 acres on the south side zoned commercial. Surrounding properties are zoned agricultural, commercial, general retail, and single family six. The future land use map designates the property as medium density residential and employment office for that southern 3 acres. Adjacent properties are also designated medium density residential, employment office, and business industrial to the north. The uses permitted in the single-family 6 district do appear to be appropriate with the immediate area. There is a similar residential development in the area as well as multiple commercial uses on the north side of Tice Road, Tice Lane. The proposed subdivision will also create a good balance between employment and residential land uses in the area as well as the city as a whole. The request also appears to be consistent with the comprehensive plan. The medium density residential designation is intended for lots that are 6,000 to 20,000 square feet. The comprehensive plan also outlines goals such as the need for a variety of housing products and higher density residential developments adjacent to high capacity roadways. The development's also right across the street from Tice Attaway Nature Center, which will encourage pedestrian linkage to public facilities, which is also a goal of the comprehensive plan. Property owners that are located within 200 feet of the subject site were mailed a notification. A notice public hearing was placed in the paper and signs were placed in front of the right-of-ways of the properties, and we did not receive any public comment forms. Staff recommends approval of this request. It meets the goals of the comprehensive plan. It's in conformance with the future land use map. It's generally appropriate with the surrounding land uses in the area, and it's generally appropriate with the surrounding zoning districts in the area. The applicant is here and has prepared a presentation.
Thank you. Will the applicant please come forward to present your case? State your name and address for the record, please.
Hi, my name is Alan McKee with LJA Engineering.
Yes.
Your address, sir?
My address is 2929 Briar Park Drive, Houston, Texas, 77048.
Got it.
I'll add a couple of things and I'll go through more if you want. I don't want to repeat what staff said because that's basically the case I've kind of outlined here also. So I think staff's recommendation speaks for itself. But just so you know, just a little background. I was here about a year ago representing at that time a different builder. We're now working with Meritage Homes, who's a publicly traded national builder who has this tract under contract, is working on just the 39 acres. I think they're generally consistent with the comprehensive plan. The only other thing to add, this is a very conceptual plan. It's just a working at this point, we're just working on it, so it's not a presentation, but just to give you an idea, 5,520 lots typically. They're estimating values in the range of about $250,000 on average. Unless you want to hear me talk a lot more, I'll open it up for questions if there are.
You're welcome to talk as long as you like, and then once we have a motion in place and all, then we will invite you back up to share any additional information or ask questions. You're welcome.
I think that's all I have, unless there are.
Okay. Thank you. The public hearing on zoning case P18-072 is now called to order. Let the record show the time is now 6:21. Is there anyone here that would like to speak regarding this request? You will have 3 minutes to speak. Please state your name and your address for the record. And you, so.
Okay.
Anybody signed up?
No forms were submitted.
Okay. Yes, sir. Your name, please.
My name is Dennis Bosky, 12815 Pine Hill Street. I'm the president of the HOA.
Okay.
My neighborhood.
Okay. Can you speak into the mic? Did you get his address?
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
Yes, sir. We went through the same situation before, about a year ago, with the flooding and everything else. That land is all basically swampland. Now, we haven't seen anything, any progress other than dice being built, except it seemed to be kind of backwards. The drainage should have been already on Holder before you're already get dice. Because if it rains now, where does the water go now? It still goes right over Holder. So really it doesn't matter. Now you want to build homes again, and there's still nothing is done to any of the flooding that we get along Holdren and Dice, especially in that area. And so what the concern is, you're still going to build more homes. You're still going to have to build it up. What happens to the people when you build up? It's just like 99. It becomes one big dam. Now the water backs up, where does the water go? And we're worried about the water's going to back up into our subdivision. That's all I got to say.
Thank you. Is there anyone else who would like to speak to this matter? You're welcome to come up and speak. Thank you. Okay. At this time, let's see, with no additional comments, public hearing is now closed. The time is now 6:23. May I have a motion to approve zoning case P18-072?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
A second.
Thank you, Commissioner Dunnigan. Okay, any discussion or questions, and who for?
Go ahead, yeah.
Okay, maybe can you show us the map again?
Okay.
The conceptual plan?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're asking staff.
And so the drainage ditch to the right is the one they're working on right now.
It's right here.
Correct.
Yeah. And when it gets to hold it, it stops.
Not permanently. That drainage channel is going to go underneath Holdereth and then take a right to the east, if you will, and then tie into a regional detention basin.
When's it going to be built?
We're still waiting to get a core permit, so approximately a year. But we'll have
and
to.
Is that M121?
M121 West.
West, okay. And once that is.
I'm sorry?
Once it's approved and it's built, is it going to relieve Holdereth and fix their problem?
Well, essentially, that channel is built in such a way that none of these developments in this area need on-site detention. Uh-huh. They will convey their flows, undetained flows, to that channel, mm-hmm. and then it will be regionally detained at the basin close to Willow Creek on the south side of Holdereth.
Okay. So technically, that should help?
Yes.
I would think.
Yes.
Okay. And it's going under. Yes, sir. I'm sorry. I thought that was you. I apologize. I'm sorry. Would you like to come up forward,
please? Yeah, I want to make
please.
Sure what he just said. Okay. The ICE project is something that's been needed. Agreed. The only problem is the drainage that you're talking about on Holdrip has been up in here for quite a while, and it still hasn't been done.
Right.
We still keep pushing this deal about building more roofs, and that project still hasn't been done. So right now, when the water drains, say like you had 7-inch rain right now, where is that water going to drain? You got a nice big 10 by 10s underneath ice, but where does the water still go? It still is going to bury over it, no matter what. And now you want to build? Why don't you finish the project that should have been done first along Holdrip before you even did ice? Wouldn't that make more sense? That way the water drains into something that's already there instead of something that's not there. So to me, I would table this until that's fixed. Because otherwise, you're going to have to build a, you know, Holdrip is going to have to go up, what, 4 feet without flooding? Mm-hmm. And if not, all it does is create like 99, just like a dam. That water's going to back right back up. And where does it go? That's how come that's all swampland. That's all Dr. Graham's old property.
Right.
And it's all swampland.
Yes, sir.
You can walk back there right now when we haven't had any rain, and it's just mushy.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, sir. All right. Is there any other questions or discussion anybody has about the area? You had something, Commissioner Benson?
Yeah, I remember when this case came up before the Planning and Zoning Commission a couple months ago, and I remember voicing asking about there were, I think that the plan at that time was to detain into these improvements on Holdereth, right? The M121?
Yeah, into the basin. Yes, into the channel.
And I think there was an impact fee or something that was associated with that. Is that right?
Correct.
Okay. And so does that still, the plan, is that still that impact fee? And will those funds from that impact fee go to fuel the continuation down Holdereth and that?
Yes, those funds contribute to our drainage fee and essentially would help pay for this project, yes.
Okay.
Okay.
That was the same question that I had before was...
Right.
Yeah. Has the land been purchased for the drain?
All of the land has been acquired all the way down. The only holdup is getting a core permit, which is just south of the point where the channel ends.
Right.
Is that because of the wetlands? Or
yes.
Something?
Yes. We are working with them to get a core permit. Everything else is done. The design is done. Once we get that permit from them, we can open it up and finish the work. But that is the holdup at this point.
How long do you anticipate this would take to go through the process? I know it can be very lengthy.
It's been going on for years already.
I know.
But we're working through that. We're confident it will be done within a year. But I want to remind you guys that what you have in front of you is not is a rezoning. It's not construction plan. So,
yes, I know. So there's a lot more to go.
Exactly. So there's a lot more time to go, but also based on the timing of the channel, we have to take that into account.
Right.
How the drainage needs to be handled on the interim, whether it's handled through some sort of interim plan or if the channel's there at the time. But this is just a rezoning you're looking at this point in time.
But we'd just like to reassure the people that we really are still working on M121.
Yes.
It's just a slow process with the Corps of Engineers.
That is the only holdup at this point.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm sorry, sir. Thank you for that information. Did you have something you'd like to say, sir?
No.
All right.
Yes, sir. Any questions?
Thank you. Okay, does anybody else have any questions or discussion? Since what we're doing is actually, as Mr. Myers says, it is a rezoning of the district area. However, I understand that, and I've waded through that area many a time, so I understand the concern. But M121 is going to drain into M500, isn't it?
Yes, into the basin, yes.
Okay.
And then which falls out into Willow Creek.
Right.
When are they planning on starting building?
As soon as we're not going to build the southern end. We got to get the core permit.
No, I'm talking about the subdivision itself.
Oh, I don't know that answer.
Well, you'd have to ask. And there's a lot of steps to go through still. Yes, sir?
Yeah, we are very early. This is step one. They haven't purchased the land yet. So... we would probably be under construction probably in a similar time frame with the channel. So we've already done some coordination on, interim steps. But, we're probably, I'd love to say it was earlier than a year, but it'd be 8 months to a year out. So timing-wise, we're probably on the same
Mr. Rockmore, do you have a question? I do have a question. Regarding any more with, once you get the core permit, hopefully within the next whenever, at that point, you'll need that, and we'll finish M121, depending on how things go at that point in time, et cetera, et cetera. The other side of 249, is that going to impact that at all?
No,
okay.
This is downstream.
That's what I thought. I just want to confirm that. Thank you. Yes, sir, I'll allow you a minute if you'll please just step up, and then that will be all I can allow. Thank you.
The reason why I asked for y'all to table this for a time being, but just like Jones, is that this has been an ongoing project for
right.
years.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have to deal with Harris County and all this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why don't you wait till the approval? He doesn't even know when the approval's going to be.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So when you get your approval and you can start,
mm-hmm.
then go ahead and approve it. But hold off till that point.
Mm-hmm.
Because we do have other property owners that's here that owns property right behind Pine Meadows,
mm-hmm.
and he runs cattle back there, and it already is wet.
Right.
Now again, where does this water go?
Mm-hmm.
And so once this project is a go, then look at it.
Mm-hmm.
But until then, there's no point in it. Until he gets it, I mean, it could be a year, it could be even longer.
Right. Okay.
So
I understand what you're asking, but at this point in time, all we are being asked to do, that we are doing today, is changing the zoning status of the property. Then there's a considerable amount of steps and things that will have to be done before anything can be built or done on that property. And so just keep up with the city as the project progresses, and that will help. Okay, is there any other questions or discussion? Okay, seeing none, please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
Thank you. 6.0, is there a motion to approve adjournment?
Motion to approve adjournment.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Anderson. Is there a second?
Second.
Thank you, Commissioner Benson. Please enter your vote now.
Motion carries unanimously.
All right, the meeting is now adjourned. The time is 6:34. Thank you all very much.